The Bird Show.
What odd thing turns you on? This is going to be a safe space, okay? It is. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
And we can put you on the voice disguiser.
We can change your name. We can do all the things. And this is all because we talked to a woman not long ago when I was doing the dark side of haunted houses. And she said that all the people that worked in the haunted houses, right? Not all of them. All right. That's being a little exaggerative. But some of the people that worked at the haunted house and all their gory gear after hours when the haunted house was closed, they would get freaky with each other in different rooms of the haunted house. So I'm like, that's a very specific kink that you could be dressed as a zombie or, you know, a patient with your guts coming out and you want to get freaky on the operating table of a haunted house.
Did we put Rebecca on the voice disguiser when she confessed that?
But in case you forgot, here was the woman telling us what after hours haunted house workers do.
I've been a haunted house actor for, this will be my 12th year, and I promise any type of houses that, let's say if it's Cabin in the Woods style or, you know, like Hills Have Eyes, something with the house, all the employees are absolutely playing piano after hours.
So what odd thing turns you on? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Oh, Cassie's got both her hands in the air.
Like she just don't you.
Yeah. Hey. How many you got?
It's not odd. This is a TikTok trend, all right? Don't ask me how I ended on this side of TikTok.
I was going to say, it was in your algorithm,
yep,
sister.
Sure was. Now I'm debating revealing this, but apparently, and I would love, because people who work at like Spirit Halloween or whatever can confirm this, but apparently it's big enough now, and I did click the hashtag. People are getting freaky with the Scream mask.
With what?
The ghost killer mask from the movie Scream.
Oh, Scream. Okay.
Couples are going into like Halloween stores and buying the mask. And then people, like when they're getting checked out, all the employees are like, we know what you're going to do with this.
Like sure, they're going to use it as like a glory hole, or they're going to wear it during free time?
They're going to wear it because I went.
Can we?
Yeah.
You're right. I'm asking the real question.
What did your mind go?
I mean, it is the 9 o'clock hour. So I saw that 9 o'clock hit and I was like, done and done. Dark Mode Abby has entered the chat.
So
I feel like I'm depths of hell Abby right now. I'm coming to you live from the underworld.
I had the same question because the video I got was an employee being like, when you're checking out a couple and they buy this mask and you're like, oh, I know what you're doing. So I'm like, what are they talking about? So I click so many, like some videos I wish I hadn't seen, but so many people are into
doing it with the mask on,
doing it with that specific mask on.
And like both of them?
No, one person. Usually the dude is wearing the mask and the girl is not wearing the mask.
If any woman asked me to put a mask on, I would understand it. We had somebody call up saying, and we lost them, elbow licking.
What?
Is their thing.
No, because right now everybody's going to try to lick your elbow and you can't. So I think that's a joke. Like elbow licking, like unless they like somebody to lick their own elbow.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. I think that's what she's saying.
Oh, I thought she just likes people. They're licking, they're licking the weenus? Yes, the weenus.
The weenus. You know what that is?
No.
Yeah,
it's the skin on your elbow. It's this, the weenus.
What?
I made the mistake of telling my son that this was the weenus.
Uh-huh.
And so for like weeks, he was like, weenus, weenus.
Oh, okay.
We learned that term in second grade and it never gets old.
Got it. Good morning. Vanessa wants to be on the voice disguiser. Oh, this is going to get fun. Hey, Vanessa.
Hi.
Okay, your weird thing that turns you on.
So I don't do it anymore, but when I was younger, I used to like the guys that I was dating, make them wear my underwear.
Oh, wow, you must be super hot. And they'd be like, okay, if this is what's going to turn you on, then.
Yeah, it was pretty much just kind of like a power, like a control thing to see, like, could I make them do it?
And
then they would, and then it would be, I don't know, it was super hot.
No. Did they not? I would be worried because, you know, underwear's not cheap. Did they stretch it out?
That's what you're worried about, right?
You're giving like the Hanes, the Fruit of the Looms.
There were thongs, you know.
Oh, thongs.
I appreciate these guys. These guys are basically saying, look, you're my woman. Are these guys you are dating or in committed relationships with?
Both. Yeah.
Both. Okay. Well, if you're in a committed relationship and you're like, look, this is the woman I'm going to end up with. I've said this before. This is the woman I'm going to end up with for the rest of my life. And this is what's going to turn her on. And she says something bizarre like this. I would definitely have, I'd look at it sideways, but I'd be like, if this, I'll give it a try if this is going to turn you on.
Mm. How far did the odd go, Vanessa? Did you like wash the underwear after they wore it or did you wear it immediately after them?
No, it definitely went straight into the,
okay,
into the dirty laundry.
Okay, that's fine.
I used to try to see if I could get them to kiss other guys.
Okay.
Wow. I used to see if I could get them to kiss their friends.
Okay.
She just keeps
going. You must be really super hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm talking about top of the shelf hot. Yeah. Man.
Now, I think the guy has the same, not responsibility, but maybe self-responsibility to go, whatever it is. You know what? I'm just not comfortable with that. I'm sorry that this is going to turn you on, but this is not going to work for me.
Consent is key here for sure.
Yes.
And no means no.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know what Mo would say.
Yeah, it rhymes with Mo.
Ralph, good morning. Okay, the weird thing that odd turns you on? Odd?
Mm-hmm. I like some cellulite. I like a little bit of cellulite on some legs and thighs.
I like the way you say cellulite.
The cellulite makes her elite. It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Real funny.